Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
One player who continues to sort of divide opinion, I think it's fair to say, will be Darwin Núñez. Now, he has just ended his goal drought at the time of recording. He scored against Burnley, a much-needed goal, I think it's fair to say, because I wanted to ask you, like, you did go through a goal drought during your time at Liverpool, which thankfully also came to an end, but as a big-money striker signing, it's interesting because Jurgen Klopp has been speaking recently, and he's been at pains to sort of say, yes, he might not be getting the goals, but he's still contributing, he's still influencing the game and all that type of stuff. But you know as well as anyone, when you are the number nine, certainly at a club like Liverpool, the pressure is there to score goals because ultimately that's your currency, and Darwin Núñez would have been feeling that, wouldn't he?
100%. Again, you always feel it when you're playing up front, especially at such a big club. But again, and this is where a key thing with the manager is. I had Arjo Julio, who was a fantastic manager, and he always sheltered me and the players. And that was the key thing. So you're trying to get your players to play a certain way, and you're trying to get them to understand the way you're playing. And the praise that he gave me just gave me the confidence to go out there and perform and keep trying to perform. The key thing is as well is if you're winning games and you're scoring goals, it's fine. But if you're winning games and you're scoring goals, but your performance isn't great, then you know you're scoring goals. But if your performance isn't great and you're losing games, that's when people start to get on your back. So I think performance first for him. I think and this is one key thing I'll say for Liverpool fans. They'll give you the benefit of the doubt if you work hard and if you run around and if you put yourself about. And I think that's one of the key things that he's got. He's got a tenacity about him. Suarez was another one that had that tenacity about him. But he put numbers. But the fact that he ran around, he chased, he kicked people. He didn't give anyone an inch. And I think Darwin's got that as well. Mm-hmm. But now it's just about getting the numbers up, just getting that consistency. We've seen him score goals, and he can score goals. Yeah. But it's just that consistency. We see it's quite erratic. You see, the goal against Burnley was fantastic. Mm-hmm. He passed the ball into the back of the net. But then you'll see another one which you'll perceive as being easier, and he'll slash at it. So he's just got to get that little bit of consistency. But the key thing for him is your performances. Make sure your performances are on point. Yeah. Because I will say the Liverpool fans will back you to the hilt.
Yeah, 100%. He's definitely got the backing of the fans. We hear that in the crowd. When he chases somebody down, when he havies somebody, the crowd start chanting Núñez, Núñez, and that must give him a whole load of confidence. But you mentioned there's sort of the pressure of being the number nine for Liverpool. Like, that must weigh heavy. And how can you learn to cope mentally with that? Because he does come across as somebody who is not fragile, but he is like worried about his performances and it does seem to get him down and stuff. But confidence-wise, as a striker, that must be very difficult.
Yeah, it's something that you have to work on, and you probably work on it over the years because, again, he's still a young lad. He's still relatively new in his career, if I should say. So that's something that you'll work on as you go along. Manager will help you. Sports site, they got a lot of stuff. We actually had even in Liverpool, we had quite a lot of stuff that could help you with that side of things. Mm-hmm. But you've got to feed into that as well, because it's easy to think, oh no, I don't need that, blah blah blah. But at times you do need the help, and it's accepting the help and that will try and make you better. Because again, I can only go by my feeling when I joined Liverpool. When I joined Liverpool, I knew how big Liverpool was, but I didn't know how big Liverpool was. It's not until you actually go abroad and you can't walk down the street, and you're in New York, and I'm talking in 2000, 2001, when football, soccer is not big, and you're getting stopped. You're like, well, what, this is a little bit different to what your norm is. And now look at it. you're talking 2023 and going into 2024, where football globally is huge. Mm-hmm. So you understand what it means to be a Liverpool player.
Yeah, definitely comes with an expectancy, doesn't it? And like I say, Darwin, he's definitely got all the raw abilities to succeed. He just needs to put it together in one nice package and we'll have one hell of a striker on our hands. Wanted to ask you, because you famously forged a brilliant partnership with Michael Owen, including on Deal or No Deal recently, I noticed. Darwin Núñez and Mo Salah seem to have an understanding, a little bit of a telepathy. Yeah. But they definitely got an understanding. That's much easier to say. And I think Cody Gakpo, similarly on the other side, we've seen a little bit of that Burnley. Is that just something that comes sort of instinctively and naturally? And you know, can that be worked on as well? How would you describe that?
I think mine and Michael's actually was quite natural. Yes, we worked on a little bit in training, but Michael joined that my England group. Under 18s, and he was like 16, and it just clicked straight away, and then you work on it after. But again, when you're talking about football and brain, these are all be on the same wavelength, and you'll work on things in training, you'll see things that work in training, and you'll try and do it in the game. So I think I think it's the footballing brain that allows you to have that telepathy. It was easier for us, I would say, because you played up front with two, and you're told to play together. Whereas now you're a left winger, a right winger, and a centre forward, and you've got to figure that out yourself. Usually, it's the right back and the right winger who have that little bit of an understanding, and then the forward and the wingers are usually when you're wanting to link or when you're actually putting a cross in or something like that, so your timing of your runs. But me and Mo knew exactly where the other one was, what the other one wanted, but it was something that we worked on as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely looks like Darwin's got a little bit of that going with Salah, which is no bad thing. It helps get you in the side as well if you're linking up with somebody like Mohamed Salah. Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with the brilliant MLS gear man who knows a thing or two about what it's like to score some goals for the Reds, of course. And yeah, we had a brilliant chat about Darwin Núñez and Luis Diaz and Mohamed Salah, Diogo Jota, and of course, Cody Gakpo. And if you'd like to watch or listen to the rest of that show, make sure you head to redmenplus.com and sign up. And if you do so as a captain monthly and you use the code Klopp, you will get your first month for absolutely free. What a no-brainer that is, and what a time to do it as well. The Reds have got games coming thick and fast, including that Carabao Cup semi-final with Fulham, as well as all the transfer talk as we approach January. So yeah, great time to get involved. You'll get the rest of my chat with Emil Heskey, plus all the other amazing content and all the content you'll ever need when it comes to Liverpool Football Club. So yeah, make sure you do that, and I will see you again very, very soon. Take it easy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.